Episode 1847, When the Fight is Yours to Fight.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. How has your week gone? Can you believe it? It's Friday. Yes, it is. And that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Come on, let's just lay it all out there on the table because it's Super Bowl weekend. And even if you're not a tennis fan, it's the Australian Open Finals. And yes, you need to watch the women's final because we have a United States woman in there. She's playing for the finals, Sophia Kenin. Oh, it's so exciting. I love her story. So there's lots going on this weekend, lots to be excited. But first, we have to talk about when the fight is yours to fight. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know it. You want to be here. Stay tuned here at the podcast. And if you've signed up for the newsletter, we're revamping that because you know I've been really, really bad at writing, but I'm going to get better, I promise. But the AIM Academy, oh yes, it is the Super Bowl for Create Your Now. I am so excited to bring it to you, and I promise you do not want to miss it. So stay tuned. It is just blinks away. Well, most of us were raised that fighting is not the answer. However, if a child is involved, does that change your perspective? When the fight is yours to fight, how do you show up? There have been news reports and viral videos showing parents outraged on the sidelines. You've probably seen them in your social media feeds. They come up all over. It might be at a football game, a softball game, a soccer game, a volleyball game. It could be just at a practice. You could Google it and find more than enough to keep you occupied for one evening. But what did that accomplish for the child? I hear everybody talking about the parent, but we forget about the impact of the child. And then, yeah, you can ask the question, what did it do for the parent? What did it do for the team? We as parents want the best for our children. Who really says they want the worst, right? Nobody does. We all do it for our child. We desire only the best while making a way for our children to rise to the top. I get it. Yet, what is that teaching our children? What if we paused long enough to reflect before we responded? Maybe there would be a lot less viral videos of outraged parents making fools of themselves. I know I don't need any videos on the internet proving how crazy and silly I look when I get upset. My family sees enough of those in real life. Those don't need to be seen. Who wants to show that? And really, what is that proving? However, there are situations where we need to stand up for our children. We need to be their best advocate. So what do you do when the fight is yours to fight? Well, you got to lead where you stand. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Lead where you stand. You know, a lot of us are just trying to get through because we're so busy. We're so wrapped up. And it's not that we're wrapped up in the moment. We're wrapped up in our schedules. Our schedules are dictating everything. And if you've been doing nothing but running from one activity to the next, to the next, to the next, and you have a situation at one, a different situation at another, and then you go by the third or fourth meeting somewhere, all of a sudden you're like, I've had enough. And then you what? You explode. Why do you think you have viral videos? We need to pause and we need to understand that if we want to be our best advocate for our children, we have to lead where we stand. So what does that look like in real life? Well, we're going to break it down in the four letters, L-E-A-D, lead. Number one, locate and leverage. This is the pinpoint. Understand the whole picture. Most of us are too quick to react, and we're not slow enough to respond. If we take a step back and we sit here and go, okay, I can see all sides of this. I get where my child's upset. I get where the ref should have called this. I get where the umpire's saying this. I get where the other team is seeing this and what the coach is saying. Then maybe you'll be able to respond instead of react, because you will have time to what? Lower your blood pressure. So you got to understand the whole picture, see it from all sides of the situation. You also want to address it at the appropriate time. Think about where your child is now. What is going on? I remember watching, well, a couple of them actually. One was at, I believe, a flag football. I know it was football related because you know me in football, I'm all in. Hence the Super Bowl, yes. Anyway, so we have flag football happening. And all of a sudden, you have this crazy, outraged father that's on the sidelines that all of a sudden you see in the video him just swinging at people. And you've got a referee that's coming over. And you know, if you're not at all familiar, a lot of those referees are volunteers. They are not paid. And so you don't have people volunteering anymore because they're getting flustered with the crazy outraged parents not minding their manners. And so all of a sudden you see this dad just arms flailing and he's left hooking and right hooking and he's mad. And there's these other two dads or three, I don't know how many there were, that came in and basically tackled him to the ground. And then you have moms coming over yelling and screaming. But did anybody stop and say, did you look at the kids that are on the field? It's like the play stops and they're just all standing there. They don't know what to do. They're too little to come and figure something out. And all they understand is, well, they're my parent. I guess they know what's right. We react instead of respond. So take a step back, locate and leverage. What is going on? Is this the appropriate time? What is the struggle? Look at the what? The whole picture. Not just one side or a fifth of the side. Because if you think about it, no matter what the situation is, we can always find a glimpse of where we're right. 100%. I know, I've gone through 5 kids. You can always find this little itsy bitsy piece that says, oh yeah, I told you we were right. But in the big picture, maybe there's a different lesson that needed to be learned, that needed to be taught, that needed to be experienced. But until you locate and leverage and understand, lead where you stand, you've just kind of thrown caution to the wind. And that's something that's very dangerous. So locate and leverage. Number two, evaluate and examine. What is the purpose of the fight? Now, what comes to mind here in battle for, you know, your children? Maybe you have a child who's sick and you're like, I just know something's wrong. And maybe you go visit the ER and the ER doc says, we've run the test. It shows nothing. And you're like, man, I just know there's something wrong. Something's not right here. And they're like, no, really, we've run the test. And you're like, no, I know my child. Sometimes you have to go into battle, right? You have to fight the fight. And you have to say, look, I understand what your tests say, but I'm telling you, it doesn't match what's happening at home. I don't know what's going on, but this is unusual. And sometimes you have to push a little bit more. And as you push, maybe they're like, okay, we could do this or this. So let's start with this and then see what the next thing is. As you go into battle for that, as you're fighting the fight, right? They might discover, oh, wait, we missed this part. It didn't show up. But when we did this test, now we see the correlation. So evaluate and examine, what is the purpose of the fight? This is where you formulate a plan for the season of the fight that you're in. This is something you can work through together as mother and child, as father and child, as a family. What does it look like? Because some fights, they're not just a moment. They're not just a blink, right? They are ones that could be days into weeks, into months, and some into years. So really understand the purpose of the fight. Is it one that you really need to push and push and push? Or is there another way that you can approach it that's a little more calming for everybody involved? Because again, what about the child? Our children are watching everything. And I don't know about your children, but when I get a little bit fussy, my children will just kind of look at me or they'll tap at me like, "Mom, this isn't the time. Let's calm down. This is not that big of a deal." And it doesn't happen often, but when it does, it really opens up my eyes to be like, okay, they're seeing something that obviously I didn't see because I'm caught up in all the craziness. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, it's our what? It's our human nature. And you don't want to fall into that. So evaluate and examine after you locate and leverage. Number three, aim. Action ignites motivation. This is where you are training up your child. Help build up courage and confidence by doing. Engage them to carry some responsibility. Now, yes, if they are young and they don't have a voice, you have to be their voice. Right? If your child's sick and you're in that ER and all these tests come out fine, but you're like, no, this is not normal. Something's wrong. You know, we've got to do something else. What other test doc can you run? What are our other options? This isn't right. Yeah, we have to be that voice. But sometimes our children are old enough that they need to learn to also have a voice. They need to learn to rise up, to stand up, to lead where they stand. So help build that courage within them, that confidence that says, you know what? When you know something's wrong, you can go up and approach the situation. Now, you don't have to be one that's going to go all viral, right? Viral in a positive, not the negative. We don't want to be the one that's swinging arms. That's not the kind of parent that you want to be, in my opinion. And I think you would agree to that. We want to be that parent that says, I'm willing to fight the fight, but I'm also willing to work within the rules. So no one gets hurt, but that justice is served accordingly to whatever the situation is. Now, obviously, I don't know specifically your situation. You might be dealing with a child in school right now who needs desperate help when it comes to their education. And you know that, gosh, his grades are not matching what he's capable of. Or maybe too much is being expected and he really can't do that. So wherever you are in that situation, you've got to help your child, right, express where they are. And if they're young, then you're their voice. If they're older, you can be a voice with them. I know that's one thing. As my children got older, they would be like, "Mom, you know, could you go talk to the teacher?" And I'm like, "Sweetheart, I will be happy to talk to the teacher. But you see, it's your teacher. And so you need to go talk to the teacher first." And a couple of my children would be like, "Oh, no, Mom, I don't even know what to say." And so we would actually rehearse it. We would sit down and we would walk through the process of the conversation that they could have with their teacher. Because I wanted to build up that confidence in them. I wanted them to go. Now, yes, after they came home, if something wasn't taken care of course I would follow up. But what happened is over time, they began to see, oh, wait, I can ask questions. I don't have to accept what somebody says to me as that's what it is. I can put a question mark on it. I can ask for their reason behind it. Or if I have a personal concern, I can go to them and I don't have to be fearful of what might happen. It's little steps, right? But it involves you with your child to taking aim. Action ignites motivation. So you've got number one, locate and leverage. Number two, evaluate and examine. Number three, aim. And finally, number four, discipline. I know discipline, we don't like that word, do we? In fact, me personally, I don't think we hear it enough because we've removed discipline a lot from how our world interacts. That's beside the point. That's for a whole nother episode. However, discipline is very good because it instills boundaries. And boundaries, You want to have boundaries because it keeps the focus on the purpose of the fight. If you go back to the illustration of the father that's standing on the sidelines, throwing right hooks and left hooks during this, whether it's a football game or football practice, but I think it was a football game, that isn't accomplishing anything. And in fact, probably embarrasses the child more than anything. And who knows, maybe that child never went back to play. I would be curious, as a parent who very much believes that we need to stand and be advocates for our children, because some of our children, they do. They get walked over and looked over. And it's wrong. And that's because we have older adults that think they are in full control and of authority, that they can dictate instead of teach or mentor or train. There is a difference. But I don't want to get on my soapbox. So when you think about that dad who's on the sidelines throwing these punches, right? Really, what was the purpose of the fight? I don't know if he could remember what the purpose of the fight was. A bad call by the ref? I mean, come on. It's not like $1 million are on the line here. These are young children playing a game. What does that instill in any child that's watching or anybody who views the video? It's not doing anything to advocate for that child or for the purpose of the fight. So, boundaries. Now, I know no one wants to set boundaries, but discipline keeps your child what? On track. And this, my friend, my mom, my dad, yes, you as a parent, this is your area. The greatest impact comes from building consistency, being willing to do the hard work and train him to do the same. And that comes with what? Discipline. And it's hard because sometimes, yeah, I know. Come on, it's confession day. You just want to give them what they want so they're quiet. So they'll go away and leave you alone because you have like a stack of other things that need to be done. And right now they're just a distraction to you. I get that. But we have to be very cautious about how our actions are taken, because I promise you, you may not be paying attention, but your children are. And they're being very watchful. And they're very smart and they're learning. So be careful what you're teaching. A lack of discipline can be just as bad as a temper tantrum from a child. So be careful. Lead where you stand as a loving, supportive parent, not the one that throws the temper tantrums, the right hooks, the left hooks, and yells profanities. None of that does any good. You want to get results for your child and show your child how he can get results too without going viral for no reason, right? You want to go viral for goodness. You want to go viral because you were kind. That's why you want to go viral. But a temper tantrum as an adult, really? It's just one of those, you know, let's double check. And I believe as a parent, we all need to do it. No one is exempt from this. There is a battle that needs to be fought. For what it's worth, children need us as parents, right? To help them, to guide them, but not take over. Empower them to lead where they stand. By keeping your cool and fighting a fair fight, the fight will be yours to win in the long run. And that's ultimately what you want. You want your child to grow up, to go out into the world so that their actions and how they respond to the world is going to impact it even greater than how you impacted it. And you want it in a positive way. Your children, believe it or not, are a legacy of you. Now, I know there will be some people that will argue with me and say, oh, yeah, but my children can make their own decisions when they get to be adults. Oh, yes. I'm not saying you're responsible for their actions. I did not say that. But what I am saying is we as parents, we are responsible for what they see. We need to be role models for them. And if we just sit here and act like we are entitled to as a parent, what do you think that's doing to the child that you're raising? Food for thought. And I know nobody talks about this because it makes us uncomfortable. We don't want to know why we're doing what we do. And maybe you come from a background that maybe you had a dad or a mom or somebody in your life that was a little bit boisterous, a little bit extra loud, kind of like the temper tantrums, because it got results. Maybe at that time it was different, but now everybody has an eye on you no matter where you go. Somebody has, in less than a millisecond, access to be able to video or take pictures or record you in some form or fashion. I wouldn't say that we need to be concerned so much about that. It is secondary, but primary is what? The images that our children are seeing, that we're acting out on a daily basis. Live out what you want to see your child live out in the future. And I know that's tough. It doesn't come easy. But when the fight is yours to fight, lead where you stand. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Go out and have a crazy, awesome party this weekend. It's Super Bowl. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.